Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a bouncy old-school drum and bass breakbeat with that raw pirate radio energy, right inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a drum loop. We want a break that feels alive, something rough, urgent, and moving, but still controlled enough to sit in a modern arrangement. In old-school DDNB, the breakbeat is often the engine of the whole track. The bass is the weight, but the drums are what give it identity, momentum, and attitude. So by the end of this lesson, you'll have a 4-bar break loop that feels dirty but clear, vintage but not weak, and ready to support a proper DNB bassline. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really strong starting point for this style. You can think of the 170 to 174 range as classic DNB territory, but 172 has a great pirate radio push to it. Before you start loading sounds, create 2 audio tracks and 1 MIDI track. Label them something simple like breakbeat, drum layers, and bass sketch. And one important thing right from the start: leave yourself headroom. Don't worry about making it loud yet. While you're building, aim for your loudest parts to peak around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space to work and keeps you from overcooking the mix too early. Now let's load in the break. Choose a break sample with some personality. You want something dusty, punchy, maybe a little roomy. If you already have a classic break loop, perfect. If not, any vintage-style drum loop can work as a starting point. Drag it into Ableton, then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. This is one of the best beginner workflows in Live because it turns your break into playable pieces without needing to manually cut waveforms all the time. Use the default slicing settings, set the slices by transients, and let Ableton create a simpler-based MIDI track for you. Rename that track something obvious like Break Chops. A good habit here is to keep the original audio loop muted on a separate track. That way you can always compare your chopped version to the source and make sure you're not losing the feel. Now we're going to build the groove. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the sliced break track and program a simple old-school pattern. Start with the essentials: kick on the downbeat, snare on the backbeat, and then a few extra ghost hits around those anchors. You don't need to get fancy yet. In fact, the biggest beginner mistake is trying to make the break too complex too soon. A strong starting idea is to repeat a basic pattern and vary it slightly every bar. For example, bar 1 can be your core groove, bar 2 can add a little fill at the end, bar 3 can repeat with one tiny change, and bar 4 can open up into a transition fill. That repeat with variation approach is a huge part of old-school DNB. The listener feels motion, because the loop is evolving, even when it's only changing a little. If the groove feels stiff, don't be afraid to nudge notes slightly off the grid. Tiny timing changes of just 5 to 15 milliseconds can make a huge difference. A little push or pull can turn a loop from mechanical into human. Next, let's shape the break itself. Open Sampler and check the sample controls. If any slice has too much tail, trim it. If notes are bleeding into each other, shorten the release. You want the break to feel tight enough that the snare still cuts through clearly. Old-school DNB can be messy in texture, but it still needs a strong pulse. Now add drum bus after Sampler. Start gently. Drive around 5 to 15% is usually enough to add attitude. Keep crunch low to moderate. Use boom carefully, because you don't want the breaks low and fighting your bass later. If the break feels soft, nudge the transients up a little. That can help the hits cut without making the loop louder in a bad way. This is one of the key ideas in DNB sound design. You want the drums to sound aggressive, but not blurry. Drum bus is great, because it adds density and punch without completely flattening the groove. Now let's bring in some swing. Open the groove pool and try one of Ableton's stock swing grooves. Start subtle. Keep the groove amount around 20 to 35% at first. Don't go overboard. You're looking for bounce, not sloppy timing. Apply the groove to your break clips and listen in context. You can also manually shape the feel. Let the hat set a little late for relaxed bounce, while ghost notes can be a touch early for urgency. Keep the snare more locked and so it remains the anchor. That contrast between a solid snare and dancing smaller hits is a huge part of the DNB feel. A useful way to think about it is this: the snare holds the floor, and the little fragments around it do the movement. Now we'll reinforce the break with a simple layer. Create a second drum track and add a kick or snare one shot from your drum rack or sample library. Keep it simple. The goal is not to replace the break. The goal is to support the most important hits. Use EQ8 to cut low end from the snare layer, probably somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If needed, add a little saturator for grit, or drum bus for extra presence. Utility is also useful for keeping things centered and tidy. The big thing here is level. Keep the layer quieter than you think at first. If you can clearly hear the layer as a separate sample, it's probably too loud. It should feel like reinforcement, not competition. Now let's make the loop feel like it has movement over time. Put an auto filter on the drum group or breakbus. Try a gentle low pass or band pass motion. You can automate the cutoff so it slowly opens over 4 or 8 bars. That gives you a nice transition feel without needing a bunch of heavy effects. For a darker switch up, narrow the filter just before the drop, then open it back up when the groove returns. That kind of tension and release is really effective in pirate radio style DNB. It keeps things moving, even when the drum pattern is fairly simple. If you want a little extra grime, try redux slightly on a duplicate break track or on a return. You do not want to crush the loop with this. Just enough bit reduction and sample rate roughness to give it that cheap system, underground transmission flavor. Blend it quietly under the clean breaks so the groove stays usable. Always a slash B your processed version with the dry version. If the processed one sounds exciting but loses the snare punch, back off a little. At this point, group your drum tracks together into a drum group. On the group, use gentle bus processing. EQ8 can help remove mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the loop feels boxy. Glue compressor can add a little cohesion, but keep it light. Maybe only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not flattening. If the group still feels soft, a little drum bus can help, but again, subtle is the key. If your snare starts sounding harsh, try a small cut in the high mids, somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Tiny EQ moves often go a long way here. Now, even though this lesson is about the breakbeat, the bass matters a lot. In DNB, the break and the bass work like a conversation. If the drums have bounce and attitude, even a simple bass line sounds bigger. So create a basic MIDI bass sketch using Wavitable, Operator, or Analog. A simple sub layer is enough to start. A sine or triangle wave works well for the low end. You can add a second detuned oscillator for a restyle layer if you want more movement. Keep the bass notes short and rhythmic. Leave space after the snare. Let the bass answer the drums instead of playing continuously. That call and response feel is classic. The break says something, then the bass replies. That space is what makes the whole thing feel powerful. Finally, arrange it like a real tune. Start with an intro that filters the break and hints at the groove without giving everything away. Then bring in your full drop with the complete break and bass. For the next section, do a small switch up. Maybe remove one kick, add a fill, or automate the filter a little differently. Then bring the groove back for a second drop with a slight variation. End with an outro that strips away the bass of the track, becomes DJ-friendly. That's the pirate radio mindset. Make it easy to mix, but keep it dangerous enough to feel exciting. A few quick reminders before you wrap up. Don't over-edit the break until it loses its life. Keep some imperfections. Make one element messy and let the others stay clean. In this case, the break can have grit, while the kick layer stays tight and centered. Also, always watch the snare attack first. If your processing makes the vibe cooler but softens the snare, the groove usually loses urgency. Here's a great little practice challenge. Build a 30-second pirate radio drum section at 172 BPM using one sliced break, two ghost notes, one fill at the end of bar 4, light drum bus, and a simple filter automation. Then bounce the full drum group to audio and listen back once without changing anything. If it still feels exciting at low volume, that's a very good sign. It means the bounce is real. So remember the core idea. Old school DNB breaks work because they combine human swing, clear snare impact, and rhythmic texture. Keep the break punchy. Let the bass leave space. Use small changes to create movement. And think in bars, not just hits. If you can make one 4-bar break loop feel alive on repeat, you're already building real DNB momentum.